All right, welcome aboard. It's the Dennis Stuckey Show here on a Wednesday, and that's the day that we like to bring the Prowlers on board, but they have a game tonight, 7:30 at McMoran Arena, if you haven't heard about this one. Battle Creek is in town, and Joe Pace is on the phone to fill us in on what's going on. Three in a row, Joe. This is a good little run.
Yeah, stuck. Three's a fluke, four's a streak, you know.
Well, we'll make it four tonight.
Okay.
I don't want to put, you know, the horse in front of the cart, but we're going to make it four tonight. You and I both know that.
Well, and that's the biggest thing is no matter who you're playing, you always got to show up, play the same game that you're always looking to have, and, don't play down to another team's level. So, yeah, when you're going in facing a team that's, 0-19, it's just, I'm sorry, not tonight, buddy. You can pick up your first win somewhere else. Sorry.
Well, that's the thing for me. I play with fear tonight. I play with fear and desire because I don't want to be that team that they get their first win against.
Nope, absolutely. So, obviously no one wants to do that. And they've been battling against teams and having better and better games. So sooner or later it's going to happen for them. But I'm sorry, Rumblebee fans, not tonight.
Yeah, not tonight, not at our place, not right now.
37 of them are pretty upset right now.
Yeah, and then you will head out to that other place that we don't like to mention around here, but you'll be in Danville over the weekend with a chance to knock those guys out of second place and take over second place yourself. You just keep moving up the standings week by week here.
You know, after last season, I think the city, the team there in Danville, they might have needed a strong start. Seems like everyone's starting to plan out where it's supposed to be, and, we're right there on their tail. So, yeah, a weekend like this, it's going to prove it, and it's just sad because the last two or three weekends, they've been mentally and physically like playoff weekends, and this one's going to be the same thing going into Danville. The way we are in the standings, it's going to be another playoff series.
You guys are kind of battle-tested, though, with this because you and Columbus, there's not a whole lot of separation there, and you've been having some good games with them, and you, the three-game win streak is all against them, so it's not like you're beating up on weak teams. You went head-to-head with a team that's pretty close to you guys, and you've been able to beat them. And defense, Joe, defense. You guys have given up 7 goals in the last 5 games and 2 goals in the last 3 games at McMoran Arena.
Well, that's good to hear. You're a staff guy. You know that stuff. I need you for all those numbers. I just know it felt good. It's been good. So, I just want to keep it going. Obviously, we have a good group of guys. So, main thing is this time of year, staying healthy, on the ice, injuries, off the ice, all the flus and colds that go around. So, hopefully we could get through the holidays and, pick up some big wins.
Hey, tell me about Justin Portillo, because this is a guy who in the past, energy guy, occasionally had to fight to keep a spot on the team. But this year, man, he's scoring goals for you.
Well, he's always been a big, strong kid, and the thing is, you slowly learn the game. Some guys develop faster than others, and this is one of those guys that, he's maturing later. So, even though he matured later as just an adult, now all of a sudden he's played 3 seasons in this league, and now finally he understands the game a little better, and it's putting him in some better situations where he's able to score. He's winning some races, battles, and those are paying off. So it's a lot of hard work comes out of that guy. And, yeah, the energy that he brings is huge because this year it's been tremendous just seeing him succeed and push everyone. And, in years past we didn't have all that scoring we needed from our support groups. And right now it seems like we're getting that.
Oh, yeah. Federley had a good weekend. But how relieved was 92 shoots right, and how relieved were the rest of you to see him finally get one to go? I know he's been getting a lot of chances, but he's the kind of guy that now that one went in the other night, that maybe a bunch will start going in.
Well, it seems like a few of our guys, when they score in bunches. And, yeah, after the season he had last year and the last two before that, you know, I know he had a monkey on his back there putting a lot of pressure on himself. But things happened, and I reminded him through that whole streak of him not scoring a goal, we were still winning. So, you know, he can't get frustrated or down on himself, and we were having good games there. So, you know, now that he got that out of the way, I'm sure that he'll be excited to, you know, show up on the score sheet, you know, two or three times like always.
Your young defense are playing really well for you. And of course, you and when Arnott's in the lineup, you guys have been going really good back there. It seems to be like a really nice mix, and throw in Dalton Young. See, I don't know whether to consider Dalton Young an old guy or a young guy, but it's like it's a really good mix that you guys have gotten going. And not only are you playing good in your own end, but more so than any team we've had here, you guys are chipping in on the offensive end too.
Yeah, well, and that's me being a defensive defenseman. I get to sit there and just watch them go and let a D-man turn it into a four-man unit and try to have an advantage. And hopefully the ones that are playing with me, they get to relax and know that they always have an outlet. You know, even when the puck turns over, it could only be a two-on-one or a three-on-one. And as long as they back-check, you know, they can fix the problem. But, they're so offensively talented. We just have to make sure it's not our, it's not our kryptonite, and that's the thing that kills us in the end, is them being too jumpy. But it's a good mix of an offensive guy with a defensive guy through the lineup, and, everyone's playing well. And Younger, he's a rookie, so 26, 27, it doesn't matter how old he is now, and he's still a rookie.
So I'll cast a vote for him for Rookie of the Year if he can keep it going like he is. Did you hear about that? You need to be sucking up to me.
Well, I know that him and Stoya are always in competition with each other. So it's from growing up around here or whatever it was, training together over the summer. But, now getting to play together, you know, they're definitely competitive. You know, who could load the bus faster? Who could get the sticks lined up? Who's folding towels faster today?
So you guys, when you guys were in Columbus here a couple weekends ago, I get this phone call, and it's a New York number, and I'm like, what in the world is this? Somebody trying to sell me some crap. Turns out to be the special assistant to the commissioner. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, what did I say? What got back to the commish that I said and they want to yell at me about? But it turned out they wanted me on their committee to select Coach of the Year and Rookie of the Year and MVP and all that good stuff at the end of the season, and I accepted. I just want you to.
That is huge news.
I just want you to know, if you don't win, it's not because of me. You know where my vote is.
You know, they always give me a hard time. They say things like, you know, you can't win Executive of the Year. You play. And it's like, you know what? You know, I guess I'll make my own category one day because, it's too much what I do for most to even try. But we found a formula. We're trying to make it work. And the main thing is we're trying to keep hockey right here in Port Huron as long as we possibly can. So, you know, as you know, in a few years we'll be chasing down the original flags and, putting ourselves in a whole new category of teams and community involvement and all that. So it was great the other night giving back thousands of dollars to Special Olympics and knowing that it all came from our fan base and, making something like that just a success over the years.
Yeah. Hey, tonight's everybody's last chance to see you actually at home until January. So,
last people down there 2019. Tonight.
So you got 7:30 puck drop.
Yep. Against the Rumblebees.
I don't know. It's better at least the B in the jersey and all that makes sense, and it's not a shark for the Icebreakers.
Right, and as long as you're not around little kids, you could go in Urban Dictionary a Rumblebee. But, no, and we look forward to seeing all our awesome fans and new Sox tonight or in the new year. So, yeah, we're back at home January 3rd and 4th after this one. So we definitely want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. So hope everyone enjoys the holidays.
All right. Good stuff. Good luck tonight, and I'll let you get to game planning.
Okay. Thanks, Sox. Take care.
All right. There's Joe Pace Jr., head coach, general manager, player, all-around good guy for the Port Huron Prowlers who are in action tonight at home. We'll take a break.